27 Monday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress, I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Listen, my people, I will speak. I am God, your God. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2. My advice is that, first of all, there should be prayers offered for everyone, petitions, intercessions, and thanksgiving, and especially for kings and others in authority, so that we may be able to live religious and reverent lives in peace and quiet. To do this is right and will please God, our Saviour. He wants everyone to be saved and reach full knowledge of the truth. For there is only one God, and there is only one mediator between God and mankind, himself a man, Christ Jesus, who sacrificed himself as a ransom for them all. He is the evidence of this, sent at the appointed time, and I have been named a herald and apostle of it, and, I am telling the truth and no lie, a teacher of the faith and the truth to pagans. In every place, then, I want the men to lift their hands up reverently in prayer with no anger or argument. Similarly, I direct that women are to wear suitable clothes and to be dressed quietly and modestly, without braided hair or gold and jewellery or expensive clothes. Their adornment is to do the sort of good works that are proper for women who profess to be religious. During instruction, a woman should be quiet and respectful. I am not giving permission for a woman to teach or to tell a man what to do. A woman ought not to speak because Adam was formed first and Eve afterwards, and it was not Adam who was led astray, but the woman who was led astray and fell into sin. Nevertheless, she will be saved by childbearing, provided she lives a modest life, and is constant in faith and love and holiness. A responsory from 1 Timothy. There is only one God, and there is only one mediator between God and mankind, Christ Jesus himself, a man. He sacrificed himself as a ransom for all. He had to become like his brothers in every way in order to be their merciful high priest. He sacrificed himself as a ransom for all. A reading from the Treatise of St. Ambrose on Cain and Abel. Offer a sacrifice of praise and pay your vows to the Most High. To praise God means to make your vow and fulfill it. That is why the Samaritan who was cured of leprosy at Jesus' command, together with his 9 companions, is preferred to the others, because he was the only one to return to Christ, praising God and giving thanks. Jesus said to him, "Was there none of them to come back and give thanks, except this foreigner?" And he told him, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you whole." The Lord Jesus also taught you in his own wonderful way about the goodness of the Father, who knows how to give good things, so that you should ask for good things from the one who is goodness itself. He told us to pray urgently and frequently, not that our prayers should be tedious and endless, but they should be persevering and frequent. Generally speaking, long prayers are full of meaningless phrases, while on the other hand, total lack of interest is the result if prayers are given up altogether. Next, he warns that when you ask pardon for yourself, it is then above all that you should remember to grant it to others, so that your prayer will be reinforced by your good works. The Apostle also teaches that when you pray, you should not be angry or involved in a quarrel with anyone, so that your prayer will not be unsettled or spoiled. He also teaches us to pray everywhere, while our Saviour says, "Go into your room." You must not think that he means by this a room with four walls separating you physically from others, but the room that is within you, where your thoughts are shut up, the place that contains your feelings. This room of prayer is with you at all times. Wherever you go, it is a secret place, and what happens there is witnessed by God alone. But you are taught to pray above all for the people, that is, the whole body, for all the members of your Holy Mother the Church, whose distinguishing mark is brotherly love. If you ask for something for yourself, you will be praying only for yourself. And if everyone prays only for himself, then you must remember that the favour shown to a sinner is less than that granted to someone asking on behalf of another. But now, because each is praying for all, then all are praying for everyone. We can sum up in this way. If you ask for something only for yourself, you will be asking for yourself, as we have said, on your own. But if you ask for everybody, then everybody will be asking for you. For you are in fact in all. The reward then is great, for the support of the whole people is gained for each individual by the prayers of each individual. There is no presumption in this point of view, only a sign of greater humility and the prospect of richer benefits. Responsory from Psalm 60. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. For you, O God, have heard my prayer. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. From the ends of the earth I call to you. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, whose love surpasses all we dare ask or deserve, open up for us the treasures of your mercy. Forgive us in what weighs on our conscience, and grant us more than we even dare to ask. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.